Investors sue J.P. Morgan for allegedly enabling a $328 million crypto Ponzi scheme. The world's largest bank accused of looking the other way. A federal class action filed March 10th in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California accuses J.P. Morgan Chase of enabling a $328 million crypto Ponzi scheme by processing hundreds of millions in suspicious transactions without flagging them. The case, Steele v. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A., number 3326CV00067, targets the bank's alleged failure to enforce its own Know Your Customer, KYC, and anti-money laundering, AML, obligations, while serving as the primary banking institution for Goliath Ventures, a Florida-based outfit that promised investors guaranteed monthly returns from cryptocurrency liquidity pools. Lead plaintiff Robbie Allen Steele, who invested $650,000, including retirement funds, seeks class certification on behalf of more than 2,000 investors. The legal team from Shaw Lewins, Son Law Group, and Schwartzbaum alleges that J.P. Morgan ignored suspicious transactions and allowed Goliath to use its infrastructure to collect investor funds. From January 2023 through January 2026, Bitcoin sat at 7,450 thrys as of March 12, 2026, up 1.7% in 24 hours, with the fear and greed index reading 28, fear. The lawsuit lands during a period where trust in crypto intermediaries is already strained. How $253 million moved through a single Chase account. The complaint lays out a straightforward money trail. Goliath Ventures maintained a J.P. Morgan account, identified as the 0305 account, that received approximately $253 million in deposits, roughly two-thirds of the scheme's total haul. From that account, $123 million was transferred directly to Goliath's Coinbase wallets, where CEO Christopher Alexander Delgado held sole signatory authority. Blockchain analysis from the criminal investigation found that only approximately $1.5 million of investor funds ever reached Uniswap or any legitimate DeFi liquidity pool. The remaining hundreds of millions went to paying earlier investors their returns and funding Delgado's lifestyle, which prosecutors say included luxury properties in Winter Park, Sanford, and Windermere, Florida. J.P. Morgan served as Goliath's sole banking institution from January 2023 through roughly May 2025. The complaint argues that a bank processing this volume of rapid, unusual fund flows, with transfers cycling between a checking account and crypto exchange wallets, had a legal obligation under the Bank Secrecy Act, BSA, to investigate and report. The plaintiffs say it did neither. The 4% monthly return that should have been a red flag Goliath Ventures, formerly operating under the name Gen Z Venture Firm, marketed returns of 3% to 8% per month from supposed crypto liquidity pool strategies. That translates to 36% to 96% annualized, a range that should trigger immediate scrutiny from any compliance department seeing the associated bank flows. Delgado recruited investors through personal referrals, polished marketing materials, luxury networking events, and charitable sponsorships. An online portal showed fabricated account balances with consistent gains. Periodic payments, marketed as investment returns, kept the cycle running for 3 years. The scheme collapsed in early 2026. On February 24th, federal agents arrested Delgado at his Apopka, Florida home on wire fraud and money laundering charges. He posted a $1 million bond and remains free pending trial. If convicted on all counts, he faces up to 30 years in federal prison. IRS criminal investigation and Homeland Security investigations are running the case, prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Orlando. A federal court has frozen Delgado's assets, and a court-appointed receiver now oversees what remains of Goliath's holdings. What the complaint actually asks J.P. Morgan to answer the class action does not accuse J.P. Morgan of running the fraud. It accuses the bank of aiding and abetting it through negligence. The complaint states that Chase, by virtue of its Know Your Customer program, actually knew that Goliath was acting as a private equity cryptocurrency pool operator, investing money for investors, without being licensed at all to sell these investments. The legal theory rests on a growing body of case law holding banks liable when they fail to flag and report transactions that a reasonable compliance program would have caught. For a bank that processed $253 million through a single entity's account in under 3 years, with large chunks immediately moving to crypto exchange wallets, the plaintiffs argue the red flags were impossible to miss. A separate Florida class action also targets Alston & Byrd LLP, the law firm that allegedly drafted Goliath's investor agreements in a way designed to circumvent securities registration requirements. As of March 12th, J.P. Morgan has not issued a detailed public response. Multiple victim recovery firms are actively recruiting affected investors, suggesting additional lawsuits are likely. Why this matters beyond one Ponzi scheme. The J.P. Morgan case sits at a pressure point in crypto regulation. Banks have spent years citing AML and compliance concerns as reasons to debank crypto companies. Now, a major lawsuit argues that the same compliance infrastructure failed to catch a textbook Ponzi scheme operating under its nose for 3 years. If the class prevails, it could establish a precedent that banks bear financial liability for failing to monitor crypto-related accounts with the same rigor they apply to traditional finance. That cuts both ways. Banks could respond by tightening crypto account screening even further, making it harder for legitimate operators to maintain banking relationships. The case also raises questions about custodial risk. Goliath's $123 million in transfers to Coinbase wallets flowed through a centralized exchange, where Delgado had sole control. Investors who thought their money was generating DeFi yields had no visibility into wallet activity. Self-custody tools and on-chain transparency would have made it far harder to run this kind of operation for 3 years undetected. The broader stablecoin regulatory push, including the Genius Act and state-level bills like Florida's SB 314, aims to bring more crypto activity under bank-grade compliance frameworks. The Goliath case is an uncomfortable exhibit for that argument. The money already flowed through J.P. Morgan's compliance framework, and it allegedly did nothing,